This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Three urban hikers embark on a 61-mile odyssey through Appalachian wilderness and document their journey in an upcoming film called Why We Walk. The group originally formed back in 2015. They began walking the streets of Cincinnati from Findlay Market to Northside, Walnut Hills, and across the bridge to Covington. Their backgrounds are disparate, growing up in Ethiopia, the Congo, and Cincinnati's Winton Terrace. But they found a common bond in the simple pleasure of walking. Then they got even more serious and hit the Appalachian Trail, where a documentary was filmed about their journey. I spoke with those hikers and the filmmaker earlier. Here is our pre-recorded interview. Joining us now are three gentlemen who participated in the film, or the subjects of the film, Why We Walk, Connection, Inclusion, and Self-Discovery, as well as the director and executive producer of the film. Among the urban hikers joining us today are Vanny Mwamba. He is an immigrant from Congo. Vanny, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We also have Tyron Touré, who goes by Touré. He grew up here in Winton Terrace. Touré, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Abdi Chef, who is from Ethiopia and immigrated to Ohio as a young refugee from that African country's civil war. Abdi, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you for having us.
And the director and executive producer of Why We Walk, Eric Bishop. Eric, thank you for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
So before we get into the conversation about the film and how it was made, why don't we start with Touré and discuss a little bit about how these walks together started? Because before you went to the Appalachian Trail, you were pretty much walking around Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, correct. We started with me, Abdi, and Vinny. I had met Abdi a while back at a hookah spot that he owned. That I used to frequently go there. Me and him became pretty close. And then him and Vinny already had a relationship. Met Vinny. We began to walk, have dialogue about life, different books we all have read. Then we started meeting up every Saturday to go walking. And like I said, just to discuss life, enjoy the walk. And then, you know, it started from maybe like 2 to 3 miles we were doing. Then it just grew to 5 to 7 to 10 miles every Saturday. It became a ritual for us, almost traditional. And then, go ahead.
No, I was just going to bring Abdi in to say, Abdi, I understand that what started the friendship between you and Touré was he complimented you on a scarf that you had on, and then you started to chat up a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, he came to the shop, and I was wearing this a Jordanian scarf, actually. A friend of mine gave it to me, and then he liked it. And that's how, yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. That's how it started.
Okay, so how does a friendship blossom in a place, you know, to the point where you're not just talking about a scarf, but someone at some point must have said, let's go for a walk or something along those lines, right, Abdi?
Yeah. I mean, after the scarf event, because I used to take walks on the weekends, and I invited Touré for a walk and have a conversation to continue the conversation we started at the hookah spot, and so, that was the beginning of the journey.
So you were already someone who walked rather frequently.
I've always walked. I've walked since I was 5'4".
And Vanny, let's bring you in. I understand, based on what Touré just told us, that you were already associated with Abdi, and then you started to participate in these walks as well?
Correct. I think the hookah's place was the common place where I also met Abdi. We sparked a conversation on political realm and life. They all started at the hookah space, hookah bar.
So talk a little bit about the conversations that would take place on these urban walks. Yeah, I know that you would walk a few miles, maybe 7 miles even, around the city. What kept you all engaged with one another, Vanny? What were the types of topics that you would discuss?
I think it varied depending on whatever event each of us was going through that week. So could it be a social event or personal ones? And I think it was unprompted. The work sort of was the medium. So we sort of go back and forth. There's never a logic of a topic we have to follow through. But we'll just go with the flow.
Well, Touré,
whatever conversation this spark that had much more
Touré, what type of importance do these types of walks start to have in your life?
Very important. Because you know, life, right? We all are going through things. And the walk, and walking with these two guys in particular, will help me sort out things. You know, Abdi with his wealth of knowledge and his wisdom, you know, and then Vinny coming with his perspective will kind of, you know, personally help me get through some things that, you know, I may have been going through. So the walks were very important for me, and it was something that I really, really looked forward to.
Abdi, you mentioned that you've walked for a long time, and I understand that walking may not have always been recreational for you. It was a matter of livelihood at some point when there was trouble in Ethiopia where you were born. Your family walked to Djibouti, a neighboring country there. And can you talk a little bit about what those walks were like when you compare them to the walks with your friends here in town?
Yeah, as I said, I've been walking since I was 4 or 5. And the 1974, there was a revolution in Ethiopia, and then we fled 1977. Then we walked to Djibouti. As you said, walking initially was a survival. But the walks over here was a therapeutic. You know, meeting up with friends. But yeah, that was the introduction to walking for me. When I was a child.
Vanny, you're also an immigrant. Does your story have any similarities to Abdi? You did immigrate from Congo?
Yes, I did. My father came here earlier, 4 years before. And mine was just a typical. He got remarried. And I came here to meet him. I met my father for the first time when I came here.
Oh, wow. So, what was that like?
Well, it was quite an eventful things that took place in my life. I was already adult, 18. I think he left when I was 6 months. So the first time I met him is at the Chicago airport that I actually saw him in person. So coming here for me was both an opportunity and also an emotional reconnection with my parents.
Touré, let me ask you this. You grew up in Cincinnati and Winton Terrace. You're an African-American, and your two friends that you walk with, Vanny and Abdi, are African immigrants to America. Can you talk about how that relationship played out, you know, with the similarities and the differences in your background?
Yeah. So, like you said, I'm African-American. They both are direct from Africa. So, man, he had a lot more in common, being that he came here his earlier years, and we grew up in the same kind of environment. You know, so me and him had a lot in common and share a lot of the same things. With Vinny getting here later in his years, there was a disconnect in some areas. You know, we had some similarities, but there was a disconnect. And it would cause a little friction.
Oh, really? You guys were fighting?
Yeah. No, never fighting. Never. We know how to talk it out, and that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of walking. It allowed me and my brother to go on these long walks, and you know, be able to agree and disagree on certain things, and you know, and find that space for each other, and that. And I love for each other. So, no, never fighting.
We're talking with three urban hikers who became friends on their walks before a longer walk took place in their lives. They are the subjects of a new film in progress, Why We Walk, Connection, Inclusion, and Self-Discovery. They are Tyron Touré from Winton Terrace. He goes by Touré. Vanny Mwamba, who is an immigrant from the Congo, and Abdi Chef, who is an immigrant from Ethiopia. We're also joined by Eric Bishop. He's the director and executive producer of Why We Walk. Eric, when did you know that these three guys and the activity they enjoy together would make for something you'd want to document?
Well, I had been introduced to the urban hikers in 2016 when I met Vanny. And that was right around the time that they had just established the urban hikers. And at that point, it was very casual, very organic in the way that it grew. And I don't think any of us thought this would ever be kind of an ambitious organization that we would take or even make a film. But over the years, we became closer and we discovered more and more about the benefits of walking. And I think we'd kind of covered all of Cincinnati. We'd done a bunch of trails and there was kind of a collective itch for a journey beyond the city limits. And that couldn't be ignored. So 3 years later, 2019, that's when it all hit us. And it hit me personally that this could be a real film. This could be an amazing story. And that's when we kind of took our, packed our bags and hit the Appalachian Trail and then went on this journey together.
I mean, the Appalachian Trail is truly one of the iconic American hikes, and people can do the whole thing or parts of it or whatever they desire. It's so big. Was there, and I guess I should say that anybody doing that is probably interesting to talk to because it is something that we all have a vague general idea of, but to do it is something different. And so everyone's experience might have some level of interest. But Eric, what was it about these three guys that was particularly interesting to you in the context of walking along the Appalachian Trail?
It's the dynamic between them. It's their individual stories. And I mean, I come from a completely different cultural background and I have a different race than them. So I've always been so inquisitive there's the triad between the three guys is so fascinating. And in the ways that we can use walking as a vehicle to kind of understand each other and even understand myself more deeply is something that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for, meeting Vanny and taking these walks and, just saying yes to the journey. I think it's how unique everyone's story is and how we all can learn from each other.
Touré, can you talk about the moment where you all decided either individually, one of you or collectively, that a bigger walk was warranted, really the American walk on the Appalachian Trail?
For me, it was huge because first of all, the camping part. I never had been camping. Coming up where I come from, that wasn't a thing that we did. Wasn't nobody out there taking us camping. The camping part, the walking with my brothers, I was really intrigued by it. So it was a no brainer for me. And then the actual location where we would start, Harpers Ferry, meant a lot to Brother B. One of his heroes, John Brown, and the history behind that. And when I became more aware of what John Brown did, it kind of hyped me up even more to take this journey.
I want to highlight that because you all did decide to start at Harper's Ferry, which is the famous location from the Civil War era involving abolitionist John Brown. Abdi, how does someone whose life originated in Africa come to be familiar with John Brown?
I mean, yeah, I'm from Africa. Touré's from here, but it's a diaspora story and the story of the underdog. And someone who is rooting for the underdog is what interests me. And then when I was a college freshman, I took African-American studies and the abolitionist movement. And John Brown was the star. And that's how I got started. But as a minority, I mean, the causes are all the same. And the people who speak out for the rights of, you know, the minority and the underdogs, and that intrigued me.
And so this is someone that, that you admire from American history.
Absolutely.
And so you've read about him and learned about him. What was it like to see Harper's Ferry for you?
It was amazing to be where the, you know, the raid took place, to actually see the building intact. I was speechless. I was speechless, actually. Brought history to life. And that was a very, very moving moment for me.
Let's bring Vanny Mwamba back into the conversation. Vanny, how did you feel about the idea of hiking the Appalachian Trail after doing all these urban hikes together?
Yeah, I think the common thread was we never ran out of topic of conversations. So it was just a natural progression to go in even a longer walk to even to talk even more. I think that was a sort of we thought like walking for longer, we'll be able to talk even more. So that was the exciting part for me.
Had you been camping before, Vanny?
Yes, I've been camping. I went camping in Guatemala once in the volcano. So that was my first serious camping, and I was extremely under prepared for that. So I got my my first lesson over there. So yes, I've been camping.
Eric Bishop is the director and the executive producer of the film Why We Walk, which chronicles the Appalachian Trail journey of Vanny Mwamba, Tyron Touré, who goes by Touré, and Abdi Chef as they walked 61 miles together. Eric, how do you prepare for something like this, for people who have never experienced that type of hike, that type of outdoor life before, all the while documenting it for what will be a film?
That's a great question. A lot of it was just researching kind of the logistics. You know, there's a lot of planning that is required to go on a trip like this. And I think that's one of the deterring factors that kind of scare people off. We all had to take into account the locations, the type of weathering gear. But on top of that, I had a camera in my hand and batteries and lenses and a GoPro. And so for me, it was kind of an advanced logistical analysis of just how do I include all of that as well. And so I think a lot of that was taking a lot of practice, just even walking before, taking trips to the park with my pack on my back and getting used to having that extra 10 pounds on top of the 40 pounds already. And, you know, hoping for the best.
What's the status of the film currently?
So we wrapped up filming in January of 2021, and now we're running a crowdfunding campaign that ends in 14 hours. We've actually been running this for the last 40 days, and this is to put on the post-production, so editing and animation, which is a huge part. You had mentioned Abdi's story, his refugee story, and also John Brown. Those are the scenes that are going to be animated. So we're kind of gearing into the last chapter of production and then off to hopefully marketing and distribution by end of the year.
We've got a link to more details about the film at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. And you can also visit whywewalkfilm.com. Before I let you all run, I want to just talk a little bit about the adventure on the Appalachian Trail. Abdi, what was it like being in nature that long with your friends?
It was mixed feelings. I mean, beautiful, challenging. Always, you know, never know what's gonna happen. The conversations were intense. A lot of disagreements. Sometimes you feel like, why are you here? Overwhelming. All those feelings.
Did you learn something about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every people's personalities tend to shine. I'm a more of a, you know, let's get to point A to B set the tone. Ture is basically the glue. Vinny was kind of make sure that, you know, everybody had their stuff. Everybody was ready. So people's personality does shine, and you always learn something about yourself.
Ture, share your feelings about spending more than 2 months with these guys out on the trail.
It was beautiful. Like you said, challenging. But it was a mind over matter thing for me, because it was very challenging. You know, I was in some real deep pain. On the trail, feet was hurting real bad, knees was hurting. My support and Kaz, my brothers, they held me down. So I was able to make it through. And like I said, that was my first time ever camping also. And I probably got the best sleep I ever had.
What's different about you, if anything, now that you've had this, what I would imagine is a somewhat, at least, life-changing experience?
Oh, for sure. You feel like you can conquer anything after you do such walk, and make it all the way to mile zero. It's just, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can definitely accomplish it. And so that was a takeaway for me, you know, more confident in myself, should I say.
Vanny, share your feelings about the experience as you've reflected on it.
Yeah, I think I never really grasped how powerful nature is. The interaction with nature sort of left me a while. I think it was quite powerful. In fact, the scenery, diversity of things, sometimes just the mundane of seeing the same ground for a long period of time. So I think those things they just brought so much reflection on every single thing in personal life. So it was such a template to really reflect on a personal life and whatever I'm going through. So it was quite powerful.
Eric, when people finally get a chance to see this film, do you think there will be a common takeaway for viewers of it?
I think so. I think it's a message of unification. I think what we have is an antidote to a lot of the polarization and a lot of the negativity in the world right now. And walking it's pretty cheap as well. Get a good pair of shoes and get together with your friends, and mental health, physical health. I think we want to show people that you don't need to hike the whole Appalachian Trail. A three-day weekend trip, or even just a day with a good group of friends, can be absolutely transformative, and that's what we want to show to the world.
Eric Bishop is the director and executive producer of the film Why We Walk: Connection, Inclusion, and Self-Discovery. The subjects of this film, three gentlemen who started walking together around Cincinnati and ultimately went on a 61-mile odyssey through the Appalachian wilderness, are Vanny Mwamba, Tyron Ture, who goes by Ture, and Abdi Chef. Abdi, Ture, Vanny, and Eric, thanks to all of you for sharing your stories with us. We will look forward to seeing that film when it becomes available. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.